Hello, I'm Lord Abson, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to you throughout the world. I'm making this audio in my office, in my home, in Plano, Texas. I will be addressing in this audio false prophets in Africa and the United States, both of which I've had close association with, and that these Africans were born and raised in Africa, and the false prophet that I'll be talking to here was born in America, but is Italian and Russian heritage. Amen. So, and they are the same witchcraft, same spirit. Amen. So we'll be talking about this. I'm going to ask Kathy D, my wife, to read from Mark, what is it, 13, what?
22.
13:22. Would you read that?
Sure. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders, to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect.
Notice that false Christs, false anointings, false prophets will arise to seduce, to lead astray, even the very elect, if it were possible. Kathy D married one of these and was seduced, led astray by that witchcraft. That witchcraft. Amen. The one that she married around my ministry for 20 years. I have video of him where the power of God is upon him and his devils are manifesting and just going wild. Just arms flailing, you know. The devil gets out of joint with the power of God on him. They manifest. Amen. So, it's a great blessing to be sharing by the end, confronting these lying spirits. Lying spirits. And this false prophet that hung around my ministry in Plano for years, he was a bully. And he was also a liar. And I have evidence that he would steal. And one day, he got angry at me and came back to my pulpit to attack me. Now, you know that's got to be a wrong spirit, don't you? And he came after me, and God, the power of God, knocked him in the floor at my feet. Now, it just so happens, this guy, for many years, has been way overweight. And he's on the ground, on the floor, at my feet. And sometimes, you know, I have some thoughts that maybe he's not a God. I don't know. But I looked at him and I said, after God knocked him down, I thought, what are you doing down there, Matt boy? Amen. I saw this false prophet, a bully, one day, take after a man that, you know, I wouldn't have thought he would have done that. But I watched him go right in the middle of my sanctuary after service to attack this man. And I stopped them both. I said, stop that. You don't do that in my sanctuary. So, you know, I know something about this wicked man, a false prophet, a bully, taught witchcraft, a Russian, Italian, it's all witchcraft. Overbearing, it's all witchcraft. Evil spirits. Amen. I have recently been told I did a project several years back, and this false prophet worked it out for me to pay for feeding a lot of people through his facility, and happened to be on Christmas Day, and I think I paid for feeding 2,000 people, and I'm not sure probably about that. I think I paid $22 a plate to feed those people on Christmas Day. And I had people that were with me, that went to church with me, and they were helpers. And after, when it was time to clean up the facility, which I paid for, and my helpers, my friends, volunteered their time, this false prophet use two women to clean things in this facility that we didn't even use. You know, that's the kind of person he is. Extorts money. Extorts money. He steals. He lies. And God is exposing this wicked spirit. Amen. Now, this African that where I met here in the U.S., met ministered in Zimbabwe in 85, and in all, I don't know how many churches in Zimbabwe, gave money to the churches, over about $500,000 American dollars to their churches. And they have been at my ministry in Plano. They've been on television with me. That they've talked to me many times. And I've sent my books free of charge, never charge them a penny. And one day, one of these ministers who happens to be full of witchcraft asked me if I would pay for he and his wife's way to America for vacation. And I said, no, I don't even take a vacation myself. I'm not going to pay for you one. And in a few days, his wife called my house one night, and I was there, answering the phone. And his wife said, Doyle, let me speak to Patty. Well, they knew us both well, like this false prophet at Water Black Church for all these years did. But still wanted to extort money. So I headed a phone to this African's wife. And she said, Patty, tell Doyle to buy us airplane tickets so we can come to America on vacation. And Patty said, you don't know. I'm sorry. But you don't tell Doyle anything. Amen. So, you know, there's two things common about false prophets in Africa, false prophets in America, that are Italian, Russian descent, and they're false, and they both have something common. That's extort money, beg for money from those that have it, those that work for it. I think it's an amazing thing what God is doing. But I've dealt with these false prophets in Africa, and they were from Africa in America, and false prophets that their parents were raised in Russia and Italy, and they, or their grandparents, their families, and they come here, and that God brings me in contact with them, and they want to extort money from me. Amazing, isn't it? You know, these wicked people will even sue you to extort money. They'll lie. There's all kinds of lies to get money. You can't get money from a servant of God. You have to go through Jesus to get money. You have to go through the Father to get money. And I just rejoice how Jesus, the Spirit of Christ in me, and the Father ministering the Holy Ghost through me, confronts these Antichrist spirits, these witchcraft spirits from Africa and from America, which had their heritage from Russia and Italy. Well, God bless them. They don't mess with the servant of Christ. They can't extort anything. Well, you know, I think I've said all that I need to say. But love y'all. God bless you. And from Plano, Texas, on a Saturday night. Oh, yeah. I didn't realize. This is live on the audio. I forgot. Did you know 29 years ago, the 1st of April, I went on television live, 1 hour broadcast in Dallas, Texas, channel 49. Amazing. Now, I'm speaking certainly live on this audio. What a blessing. What God has done for the ministry of Doyle Davidson, Water of Life Ministries. Love you from my home in Plano, Texas. God, good night. God bless.